Now, Fiona McGregor's Strange Museums, A Journey Through Poland invites you into a world that's off the world-pummeled track of Eastern European tourism. Fiona is an Australian artist. She travelled to Poland in 2006 as part of a tour with Sen Voodoo, a performance duo. But a lot of her time was spent discovering Poland's many museums, still guarding relics of the country's Soviet past and run by bad-tempered old women. Despite the ravages of communism and capitalism, Fiona not only discovered a rich vein of artistic output, but also signs of an ongoing rift between Jewish and Polish communities. For the book show, Anna Hedigan reviews Strange Museums.
The Poland of my young imagination was a folk art music box that played a mournful tune when the lid was opened. Headscarves and round neck horses, dappled sunshine and poppy seed cake. In 1997, I visited and found the truth more complex. Poppies nodding on the fence line at Auschwitz, anti-Jewish graffiti, ships rusting in abandoned dry docks stilled by the collapse of communist industry, a Virgin megastore with a huge crowd outside watching news reports about Princess Diana on the day she died. Fiona McGregor is an Australian artist and author with the sharp eye of a magpie. She took an unusual tour of Poland in 2006 to destinations determined by her life with Sen Voodoo, a performance duo whose work evolved from 90s club culture in Sydney. They were invited to perform at a number of festivals there. This takes her far off the tourist track to towns hardly worthy of a postcard, where the people are alive and hungry for art. Out of this trip, she wrote Strange Museums, a travel memoir remote from tourism. It's nothing like the genial bafflement of Bill Bryson or the adamantine vignettes of Bruce Chatwin's writing. Its flavour is gritty and political, unashamedly subjective, yet it avoids the swagger of O'Rourke or Anthony Bourdain. Fiona doesn't tell us about the worst toilet in Krakow, nor is she obsessed with food or the picturesque. So which Poland does she give us? It's a journey through the interior, inside shabby living rooms, cafes, spaces for art making and performance carved from former industrial sites and museums. Polish museums are like art installations themselves, unloved receptacles of communist history still guarded by grumpy babchas who slam doors and close early to discourage visitors. Museums of books in overgrown gardens, their entries impossible to find. The fakery of Renaissance towns rebuilt from post-war rubble, replacing what was really there with an idealised version of the past. The multiple erasures of the historical record, as successive occupations and regimes rewrote truth, have left interesting legacies in Poland. McGregor explores these. The impoverishment of the Soviet era allows modern Poles to be sceptical about the rewards of capitalism. Communist Poland was also a surprisingly fruitful environment for art making, and McGregor visits numerous collections of avant-garde art which amaze her with their impact and expressiveness. She records in detail the breadth and quality of expression in Polish artistic culture and observes a freedom from the self-censorship that she finds stultifying in Howard's Australia. The audiences for Sen Voodoo's performance work Arterial respond eloquently, equipped with a natural appreciation for live theatre that is sophisticated but not too tightly bound in academic theory. Strange Museums reads like a picaresque of the intellect. To travel, particularly without speaking the native language, is to find oneself at a remove, observing, exploring philosophically in the culture gap. Connections with locals take on a bright colour, conversation collected like objects on a grand tour. McGregor writes in a similar mode to W.G. Sebald, unafraid to obsess over what interests her, no matter how esoteric. Such an approach does risk dilettantism, flitting from flower to flower, proving how well-educated and knowing the traveller is in a kind of self-congratulatory hymn to the sophistication of their eye. But McGregor is keen to cut into the meat of ideas. She writes at length about the evolution of political performance art. She visits Lublin because writer I.B. Singer lived and wrote there, and her record of the experience becomes one of the loveliest parts of the book. Singer was immensely popular under communism. His writing is so moral and domestic, edged in the supernatural, that it was rich magic in austere times. Yet it is also utterly Yiddish. The shtetl is the small world in which all human nature is mapped out, and this made his status a surprise to me. There is a schism between Poles and Jews that is still relevant in modern Poland, and McGregor explores how, and I quote, two people so bound by history, land, language, even blood, remain in so many ways separate, even hostile. The inability to disentangle Jewishness from Polishness is posited as a reason that the Nazis wanted to utterly destroy the Poles. Poland as the ground of the Holocaust is inescapable. The names of the camps resonate in passing railway stations. Lumpy Soviet-era memorials mark erased ghettos. The country can seem in danger of appearing one giant cemetery, as McGregor puts it. She is challenged by the defensiveness of younger Poles about the post-war treatment of Jews, who shrug off her questions of their own responsibility. This is a book for the armchair traveller who wants more than food porn and postcards. Reading Strange Museums is like sitting at a kitchen table in Gdansk, arguing amiably about the meaning of freedom. You enjoy the cabbage rolls, but the conversation is even better.
Anna Hedigan there reviewing Fiona McGregor's Strange Museums, A Journey Through Poland, and it's published by UWA Press, University of Western Australia. On ABC Radio National, this is The Book Show. I'm Ramona Koval.